You're home for Christ Community Music, FM 90.3. WJTL Sidewalk Prophets, The Words I Would Say. Leland's new song, You're Not Done. Before that, good morning to you, 720.
For today's forecast, clouds, rain, and fog this morning. Stray showers this afternoon. Breezy high in the 60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of showers, windy, low 55. Tomorrow, cloudy, afternoon showers are likely, windy, high of 64. About 46 degrees here at the Junction Center.
Our friend Tim Ornelas hanging out with us this morning. He's the assistant director at Gateway House of Prayer. Good morning again, Tim.
Good morning again.
So great to have you here.
It's great to be here.
How long have you been the assistant director at Gateway?
It's been a year and a half now. Yeah.
That's awesome. Tell us about what Gateway does.
Cool. So we are a 24/7 prayer room. We have watch leaders, we call them, volunteers that come from all over in the community that will sign up for these watches. And so it's a way to keep prayer and worship arising to the Lord 24/7, but also a way to welcome in others, to stop in the prayer room, receive ministry, or just spend time with Jesus.
And tonight you have a very special First Tuesday.
Yes. So every Tuesday night we have a community service where we worship and pray together. Tonight a local church, Efforty Community Church, will be leading that. So we're looking forward to that.
Very cool. In addition to that, you have internships called Embark Internships. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I love Embark. It's probably my favorite time of the year at Gateway. It's a 3-month-long internship, so it starts February 4th and runs to April 27th this year. And it's really a prayer-focused internship where we are really trying to teach people the tools and the principles of a life of prayer and what it looks like to really have intimacy with Christ and to know Him. So our internship is focused around 5 kind of spiritual disciplines or foundations, one of those being prayer. And so we teach on that, we give prayer points and guides. And then the other would be fasting. So we do a social or like a media fast, actually complete media fast for the 3 months. We have a couple other fastings we do throughout the internship. We also have a journaling requirement. So people kind of are tracking what God's doing in their life throughout the 3 months. And then the final two are community and studying. So community, we have small groups that will meet every other week. We have a retreat in the middle of our internship where we all go out to a cabin and pray and worship together for a weekend. And then we have the studying aspect, which is kind of guided reading through the Bible and different resources there.
So. I'm curious, what do people who sign up for this, are they all ages, all backgrounds? Give us a little bit of a glimpse of what the Embark interns are like.
Yeah, that is one of my favorite parts about the internship. We open it up to juniors and seniors, and then up to, you know, as long as you can get in the door at Gateway House of Prayer. So it's really all ages. We've had a really cool demographic from 17, 18 to I think people in their 60s have taken it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's been great.
If folks want to sign up, what's the best way for them to get more information and to do that?
Yeah, you can go to our website, www.gatewayprayer.com, or you can follow us on Instagram as well, at Gateway House of Prayer.
Very cool. Check it out online, gatewayprayer.com. Find out about the Embark internships. Or if you'd like to volunteer to be part of what is happening there with their 24/7 prayer room, you can get that info there as well. Tim, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you so much for having
me. Great to see you again.
We are doing a giveaway for 2 gray medium shirts from Gateway House of Prayer. It does say Gateway House of Prayer on the shirts as well. So we will be taking the first 2 callers to win those shirts. Again, those are 2 gray medium shirts.
717-392-3690 is the number. We'll take the first 2 callers and we'll get back to the music. This is Stars Go Dim on WJTL.